Today on Bold Steps, the importance of going back to the basics.
The foundational things of our spiritual life start to get fuzzy unless we're reminded of them over and over again. We begin to forget the basics.
Welcome to another day of Bold Steps with Mark Job, President of Moody Bible Institute and the Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And I'm Wayne Shepherd. We're in a great series of messages called Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. Now, Mark, as I've gotten to know you, I realize that you are kind of an accomplished guitar player. Is that right?
That's far from it.
Well, you're holding one right now, so...
Yeah, so let's say when the church first started, they were so desperate that they had me lead worship. That's pretty desperate.
So you both had to preach and lead worship.
I did for a while. Okay. For a while. All right. I did the worship leading, and I also did the preaching afterwards.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on the spot today since you have that guitar in hand, provided by our producer, Steve Wick.
Yeah, so they've given me a guitar here, and... So I don't pick up the guitar that often, but I still remember some chords. I don't know if you can hear that. So, I need a little practice.
Yeah,
I do need a little practice.
A little rusty, maybe?
You know, and that's the point. The point is that if we're not practicing, if we're not in it every day, we start to get a little rusty. It starts to fade.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this passage is reminding us about.
All right. Well, let's get to the message today. We need to stay on top of those fundamentals of the faith. Here's Mark Job.
You know, as we get older, our memory starts to go. And some of you already, your memory is starting to slip a little bit. And, you've tried to use the vitamins, but it still slips a little bit more. And it's just part of growing older. They say that our brain cells don't reproduce as quickly as they used to. So a natural part of getting older is that your memories are important to you, but your memory gets a little fuzzy. And about a year ago, I had this experience where I was talking on my cell phone, I got out of my car, and I actually left my keys in my car and locked the door. And so there I was, stuck in a parking lot, and I had to call my wife up and say, honey, could you come pick me up? Why? I locked my keys in my car. All right, wait out there. So she had to come all the way over. I said, how could I do that? I locked my keys in my car. That's no way. It's not going to happen again. And then probably about 2 weeks later, I was at another place, and the same thing happened. I locked my keys in my car again. I was outside of a coffee shop, so I called my wife up and said, hey, honey, how you doing? Hey, you want to have coffee? And again, I locked my keys in. And then a short time later, I was actually at seems like it's always at coffee shops, right? This was at a Krispy Kreme. I was picking up some donuts for some guys that were doing some stuff. And I actually left my car on, and I took my clicker, my opener with me. I didn't know that if your key's in there, car's on, the opener won't work. I that was something. So I closed the door. I ran in, came out, and clicked in my car like this, and it didn't work. So in about a month and a half time, four times it happened to me. And I thought to myself, I'm losing it. I'm really too young to be losing it, but I'm getting tired of my wife having to come and get me out of the car. I'm just going to go out and get a Slim Jim or something and just... But I discovered the problem. The problem was that my car, when you leave your key in your car and you open up the door, there's a little buzzing ding, 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 right? It's supposed to warn you about that, but my little ding, 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 ding had stopped working. So what happened is because I didn't have a reminder, I was leaving my key in my car. Now, here's the thing. Spiritually, were the same way. You see, sometimes basic things like, hey, take your key out of your car when you close the door. I mean, that's basic, right? I mean, you learned that in driver's ed. That's just something you should naturally do. But oftentimes, even spiritually, unless we have reminders, we begin to forget the basics. The foundational things of our spiritual life start to get fuzzy unless we're reminded of them over and over again. And you may have been a Christian for a long time, have been exposed to Christianity for years and years, but the foundational things, if you're not rehearsing them and reminded of them, the very foundational things of your Christianity can get blurry and fuzzy, and you can lose them if you're not reminded of them over and over again. Second Peter is written by, obviously, Peter, who was the apostle Peter, the fisherman that Jesus called, said, come, follow me, left everything, went and followed him. Now, I love Peter because he's this impulsive, jumps out, starts following God, then falls flat on his face. He talks real fast. He jumps into things and doesn't follow through, but he had a real heart for God. Now, Peter's towards the end of his life. He knows that he only has a short time to live because it tells us in this passage that it's been revealed to him by God that he's going to live a short time. This is Peter's last letter, and it's a really, really important letter that he's writing. It's almost as if you knew that you had only a month to live, you would take the most important reminders that you have to pass down to your children or your friends, and you would tell them the things that are vital and important. So Peter says, so I will always remind you of these things. Always remind you. Even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. Peter says, these are things that you already know, that currently you're founded in, but I need to tell you them again because I want to make sure you don't lose them. How many of you have kids that you tell some of the same things over and over? They say, Mom, I know. Dad, I know. You say, well, I'm just telling you just to make sure you remember it. It's foundational. I'm telling you again, I know. The roll eyes of the teenagers, I know. But you remind them because you want to make sure they don't forget. And he says, I think it's right to refresh your memory. As long as I live in the tent of this body. And I love the way he talks about his body as a tent. Why a tent? Because a tent is a temporary dwelling place as opposed to a permanent dwelling place, right? I mean, no one lays tile in front of their tent, right, for a patio. You don't push your grand piano into the tent. You don't do plumbing in the tent. Why? Because it's temporary. You're not supposed to live in a tent for a long time. Unless you're a refugee in a refugee camp living there for a long time. But most people go on the weekend for a tent. It's a temporary place. Peter refers to his body as a tent. He says, this tent, temporary dwelling place, because he knows his soul and his spirit will move on. He says, that because I know that I will soon put this tent aside as the Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. Now, if you remember, it was in John chapter 21, verses 18 through 19, Jesus told Peter that he would, the way he was going to die. Verse 18, I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Verse 19, Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said, follow me. You see, earlier Jesus had said that Peter's hands would be tied and that he would be led probably to the guillotine or probably to some form of death where he didn't want to go. He was martyred. Peter and his side knew, I'm going to die soon. Jesus told me I would be martyred. Persecution was raising up. And so Peter says, because the Lord has made that clear to me. Verse 15, and I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. If you're taking notes, write this down. If you're going to stand your ground and you're not going to slip and slide back, you will need to be intentional at keeping your spiritual memory fresh so you don't forget what's important. Our memory gets really fuzzy, even about the basics. I have three children, a 15-year-old daughter, 14-year-old son, and I have a 9-year-old that's in third grade. And periodically, I help them with their homework when they're stuck. And boy, do I realize how much I've forgotten of the basics when I have to sit down with my 9-year-old who's in third grade and help him with his math. And now he's doing some fractions and stuff, and I'm like, okay, son, this got little fuzzy for me over the years. And here I am trying to help my third grader with his math, and I'm trying to remember the basics again. Why? Because I don't use fractions all the time, and I don't use all that math all the time, and because something that was so basic that I knew through high school and did in college, and I knew so well, it's become fuzzy to me because I haven't used it. Growing up, I lived in the country of Spain, and so I grew up knowing two languages, English and Spanish. And then when I was in my teenage years, I actually went to France and worked in France for a couple of summers. So I picked up French as well, enough French to get me by. But I didn't learn it really, really well, just enough to understand it and get me by. So when I visited France since then, and when I go there, because I haven't used French a lot and I don't use French on a regular basis, it's really, really rusty. Because I haven't used it. And so it takes a while. I start forgetting the basics because if you don't use it, you end up losing it, right? Use it or lose it. And so I need to be refreshed in the basics. And after I'm there a while, it starts coming back because my memory starts kicking in. And then I can pronounce those weird sounding words and it starts kicking in a little bit. But if you don't use something for a while, you start forgetting the basics. Jack Nicklaus is the famous golfer, and it's interesting because he maintained number one position for a long time until Tiger Woods came along, and he was like number one, and someone asked him one time, hey, how is it that you stay at the top of your game? How is it that you can be number one season after season after season? And his reply was a little bit surprising. He said, after every season is over, I go back to my original coach and I go over the basics with him again. And I go over the fundamental moves of golf and the basic things of golf after every season. Why? Because sometimes when we're so into something, we begin to forget the basic things. Are you tracking with me? So here's what happens in our Christian life. Oftentimes, some of you have been around Christianity for a long time. But the Apostle Peter is saying, you need to remember, and I started thinking for a moment, what is it that causes us to forget? What is it that causes us to start to forget the things that we've learned along our journey? Because just because you learned them one time doesn't mean you're not going to forget them. Some of you have learned lessons 10 years ago that you have to repeat now over again because you forgot them. Lessons that God taught you a long time ago. Lessons that you vowed, I will never forget this. I will never do it again. And guess what? Your memory's gotten fuzzy and you're back to the same old thing because you forgot those lessons that took you such a hard course to learn.
We'll continue this message from Mark Job on Bold Steps in just a moment. Oh, look at that. Mark is still here in the studio with me, still practicing those skills, huh, Mark? Playing the guitar. It sounds pretty good, actually, to me, so you're doing fine.
It's coming back.
All right. We'll get back to the message in a moment. We're talking about the need to jumpstart the fundamental skills. Those spiritual lessons you learned early on that perhaps now have started to fade just a bit. Now, speaking of forgetting, don't forget to visit our website, boldstepsradio.org. Well, we want to let people know that these daily messages on Bold Steps are made possible in part because of the faithful contributions of our Bold partners. Mark, we can't say enough in thankfulness to them.
We really can't. And so if you are a Bold partner, I just want to say from the bottom of our heart and on behalf of literally thousands upon thousands of listeners, thank you. We have some people that have never heard the gospel hearing this program, and it brings tears to my eyes sometimes to hear testimonials of people that are encountering the love of God, the message of Jesus, taking bold steps towards God in their life as well.
Yeah. You know, we have these listeners in Malawi, Africa now, and I know that we talk about that here in the program because it's so exciting to us to know that we have this outreach in Malawi of Bold Steps. Here's what one listener wrote to us. Greetings from Malawi. I'm very pleased to tell you that Bold Steps has added more impact among the city dwellers. Especially the programs have given us more fuel to greatly impact the Yao, those are Muslims living in the cities. Please continue praying for the work in Malawi since we are facing many challenges like the hike of internet use and inflation. I'm sure the cost of living is going up there too.
Yeah, this just reminds me that people around the world face difficulties that we in America don't understand. But praise God that we are getting so much positive feedback from believers in Malawi and people that are actually just listening to the program that aren't not yet believers but are opening up their eyes to who Jesus is.
Exactly.
And really, Wayne, it's the Bold partners that help make this possible. As you can imagine, our friends in Africa are not able to support this programming, and so this is fully funded by our partners here in America that are helping us reach countries like this for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
We can assure you, your gifts do make a difference. When you become a Bold partner, and when you give $30 or more a month, you'll receive 50% off the purchase of any item in the Moody Publishers catalog, plus a signed copy of Mark's book, Unstuck, Out of Your Cave and Into Your Call. So to partner with us, visit us online at boldstepsradio.org and know we are thankful for you. All right, let's get back into today's message now from Pastor Mark Job.
What causes us to forget spiritually? What causes our mind to start slipping and forgetting? Well, I was reading through Scripture. I was thinking a little bit what causes me to forget and what caused people in Scripture to forget. And I realized there's several things that cause us to forget. I think that one of the things that causes us to forget is the hardness of heart. You see, if we allow our heart to start getting hard towards God slowly, then we start forgetting the things that God taught us yesterday, 2 years ago, a year ago. Now, how does the hardening of the heart happen? Well, I used to play guitar. Long time ago, I played it quite a bit. In fact, we didn't have a worship team, so I led the worship team. Thank God we're past those days. And if you would have heard me, you would have said, yes, Pastor. Whew, thank God we're past those days. But I was basically all we had. So I preached, I played the guitar, I was an usher, I set up the chairs. I pretty much was one-man act there because we were just starting out. We were really small. And we were just getting going, so I had to do a little bit of everything. And I played the guitar, and those of you that are guitar players know that your left hand presses, with the tips of your fingers, you press the chords down. And if you play an acoustic guitar, those chords are different kinds of metals on most of those chords, as opposed to the nylon that's on the classical guitar. And so when you first start playing, the tips of your fingers get sore. Now, if you keep playing after a while, the tips of your fingers will become calloused. And you can play and press down, and it doesn't bother you very much because there is calluses on the tips of your fingers. And you know what calluses are, right? Dead skin. And dead skin is there because you don't feel anything, and you can press and push and you don't feel anything. Some of you ladies spend a lot of time trying to get that dead skin off of your heels and your toes and you have all kinds of lotions and potions and powders and sandpaper, whatever you do to get that stuff off, because you don't like dead skin, right? But the body has a purpose for that dead skin. That dead skin is to keep us from experiencing pain. And if something keeps hurting you over and over and over, your body develops a resistance, dead skin, so it doesn't hurt anymore. It's called the callus. Well, that's good in a body when you have something rubbing against your heel all the time. It doesn't hurt you as much, but it's not good spiritually, but the same thing happens spiritually. If you're doing something that grieves God, and the Spirit of God convicts you about it, and you know it's wrong when it first happens, you feel really bad about it, you feel convicted about it, man, I shouldn't do this, I know it's bad, ah, Lord, please, you come to church, ah, you bow your head, God, I really don't want to do this, but you refuse to give it up. The next time it'll keep bothering you, and you'll wrestle with it, and it'll bother you, but if you keep saying no to God, even though it hurts, and you keep saying, no, I'm not going to give it up, I'm not going to give it up. You begin to excuse it. You begin to say why, it's okay. You fight it, you resist it. What you will discover is over a period of time, that pain and hurt and conviction will lessen. And the day will come when it doesn't even bother you anymore. That you can do it without it even bothering you, even though at one time it really bothered your conscience, but it will no longer bother you, and it's called hardening of the heart, the spiritual heart. It no longer bothers you. You can do it, and you no longer get convicted because you've said no so many times to God. God has convicted you. You resisted the Spirit so many times that you can do it without even feeling bad about it. It's called hardening of the heart. And when you harden your heart that way, you start forgetting the lessons that God is trying to teach you. You know what else causes us to forget? In Deuteronomy, it talks about it a lot. The people of God fell into this a lot. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 5, and 6 talks about the people of Israel. They're warned strongly that one of the things that causes our memory to go soft, one of the things that causes our memory to start getting foggy and we start to forget, you know what it's called? Prosperity. Prosperity. Because in crisis, oftentimes, crisis drives us to seek God, but when life is going well, it fogs our memory towards our dependence on God.
And we'll continue this key lesson when we return for tomorrow's program. You're listening to Bold Steps, the Bible teaching ministry of Mark Jobe, and the first part of a message titled, Can I Really Trust the Bible? Now, if you missed any part of today's segment, or if you need to catch up on an earlier message from our series, Bullseye Living, just visit our website at boldstepsradio.org. While you're there, you can also check out the other faith-building tools we have available, including a special Bold Steps gift designed for any woman in ministry. Mark?
Women's ministry is not just a group at your local church. It's meant to be an organic, daily, and thriving part of Christian living. And if you're looking for more practical ways to engage with Christian women in your own community, let me send you a copy of a book entitled Adorned. In this empowering resource, best-selling author Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth lays out the biblical model for Titus 2 of a woman whose faith creates true fellowship. Engaging woman to woman, older to younger, day to day, life to life, that's the Titus 2 vision. And that's the challenge you can accept today by requesting your copy of Adorned. Don't let comfort, shame, or insecurity stop you from playing your part in God's kingdom work. Learn what it means to be adorned with the gospel and to adorn the gospel in the eyes of others through this insightful Bold Step gift. I'll be happy to send it right to your doorstep when you give a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps.
To give and request your copy of Adorned, visit us online at boldstepsradio.org. or call us at 844-615-7363. If you prefer, you can also send your donation in the mail by writing to us at Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. And before we end today's program, I want to remind you that you can always find these daily messages and listen on your own time by subscribing to the Bold Steps podcast. We've made it easy to catch up on programs you may have missed, or maybe to share these lessons with a friend, all with a click of a button. So if you haven't already, just go to your favorite podcast platform and search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Joe. And on social media, be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Instagram for more personal behind-the-scenes look with Bold Steps. Search for Bold Steps Radio and click on the like or follow button. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Be sure to come back tomorrow when Mark concludes his message answering the question, can I really trust the Bible? It's an insightful lesson on the fundamentals of faith that you won't want to miss. It's coming up Thursday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.